Watch Trump supporter whose parents escaped North Korea, I'm the American dream come true. By Hannah Blow on February 21, 2020. A self-described Korean-American Trump supporter outside of President Trump's rally in Las Vegas, Nevada, told Breitbart News on Friday that she knows about communism firsthand. Her parents escaped from North Korea, and added that she is the American dream come true. Breitbart News spoke to a woman ahead of Trump's rally in Las Vegas, who slammed communism while praising freedom in America and President Trump. Sasu, a self-described Catholic Christian who grew up in South Korea, said she came to the country 30 years ago and knows about communism because her parents escaped from North Korea. "My parents, born in North Korea, but they escaped," she said. "My mom taught me so well," she continued, emphasizing the importance of freedom and choice and explaining the struggles South Korea experienced in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, when she was in college. "There were a lot of political issues," she said, explaining that her experiences helped shape her worldview. "I love this country, and I'm a citizen. Legal citizen, I work so hard," she said, declaring that she is the proven American dream come true. "I did it," she said, continuing to rail on communism, where everything is controlled by government. "They cannot say anything. They disappear every second," she said, praising the United States for so much freedom. "Freedom of speech is one of the best in this country. If you work hard, you will be successful," she said. When asked about those who support Senator Bernie Sanders' IVT brand of socialism in America, she said, "They don't want to work. They want everything free. We work hard. My husband worked for 40 years, law enforcement. He just retired. And think about it, work hard, play hard. I really didn't like the idea in the beginning, but man, that's the USA, United States of America. Once you work hard, you're going to all make your dreams come true," she said. She added that socialism doesn't work, pointing to places like Venezuela and noting that nothing is free. "Only God, Jesus, is free for us," she said.